奉贤区2017年高三英语模拟练习11。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. It's 10 o'clock now. It's time to go to bed.
Oh, can I stay for another 20 minutes? The basketball match will be finished in 10 minutes.
Question. When will the boy go to bed?
2. May I make a recommendation, madam? The fish are good these days. They are fresh from the ocean.
Thank you, but I don't care for seafood.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
3. Mother's Day is around the corner, and I'm looking for a gift for my mother.Any suggestions?
Well, you have to tell me likes and dislikes about your mom. Also, what's your budget?
Question. What does the man want the woman to do?
4. Can you recommend something a girl really likes?
I think this kind of shampoo is the best choice.
Question.What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
5. Sorry, sir. We are working on your order right now, and we'll be delivering it soon.
Soon? How soon?
Question. How does the man feel?6. Pardon me, officer, but I did not know this was a one-way street.
I'm sorry, but ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Question. What would the man probably do to the woman after the conversation?
7. Did you notice that kids are in low spirits today?
I promised to take them out for a movie, but I changed my plan due to the terrible weather.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 8. I thought you were going out dancing this evening.
I was, but I cancelled my plans because Kathy came down with a headache.
Question. What do we know about Kathy?
9. You didn't seem to enjoy the football game last night.
Are you kidding? If I had shouted louder, I would have lost my voice.
Question. What does the man think of the football game?10. I'm going to play at a concert tomorrow. I'm really worried about it.
I am not surprised. So would I.
Question. What does the man mean? 2. B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages.And you'll be asked several questions on each of the conversations and passages. The conversations and passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Many people think New York is a noisy city. Now, even the insides of taxis are noisy. When you get into a taxi, you hear the voice of a well-known opera singer, sports announcer, or Broadway actress giving instructions. The voice of a famous person tells you what to do. One popular singer gives this message. Cats have 9 lives, but you have only one, so fasten your seatbelt. Other voices say things such as, "Don't forget to collect all your belongings." People often leave handbags and umbrellas in taxis. There is a good reason for the messages. There are more than 12,000 taxis in New York, and every year taxis get into more than 15,000 accidents. In an accident, people who don't wear seatbelts may easily get hurt. Every year, about 11,000 people are injured in this way. Many people are annoyed by the voices. Taxi drivers in particular dislike the message. I play the messages 12 hours a day. I hear the same voices 60 times a day. It makes me crazy, says Tom. I'm a 45-year-old taxi driver, but if I don't play the messages, I get fined $100. A lot of passengers complain too. They think it is too noisy.
Now listen again, please.
Many people think New York is a noisy city. Now even the insides of taxis are noisy. When you get into a taxi, you hear the voice of a well-known opera singer, sports announcer, or Broadway actress giving instructions. The voice of a famous person tells you what to do. One popular singer gives this message. Cats have 9 lives, but you have only one, so fasten your seatbelt. Other voices say things such as, "Don't forget to collect all your belongings." People often leave handbags and umbrellas in taxis. There is a good reason for the messages. There are more than 12,000 taxis in New York, and every year taxis get into more than 15,000 accidents. In an accident, people who don't wear seatbelts may easily get hurt. Every year, about 11,000 people are injured in this way. Many people are annoyed by the voices. Taxi drivers in particular dislike the message. I play the messages 12 hours a day. I hear the same voices 60 times a day. It makes me crazy, says Tom. I'm a 45-year-old taxi driver, but if I don't play the messages, I get fined $100. A lot of passengers complain too. They think it is too noisy.
Questions 11. What are the insides of taxis noisy in New York?
How many taxis in New York?
13. What will happen if the taxi driver doesn't play the message?
14 through 16 are based on the following news.
Thank you all for coming today to hear about the new recycling program on campus. Right now, all recycling is voluntary, but in the near future, it will most likely be compulsory. The recycling we planned is a really three-part program: sorting, collecting, and delivering. The first part, sorting, is the hardest to get people to do. Most people don't like to take the time to separate their rubbish. This is usually where most recycling programs fail. However, we are determined to make ours work. Instead of seeing the usual brown rubbish cans all over the campus, from now on you will see 4 different colors of rubbish cans. Pink rubbish cans are for paper, green cans are for glass, purple ones are for metal, and white ones are for all other wastes. Just remember, pink, paper, green, glass, purple, metal, and white, waste. After the rubbish is sorted, it needs to be collected and then delivered to the correct recycling facilities. That's where all of you come in. Since this program is still a volunteer program, we are asking students to give a little of their time to the project, probably no more than 6 hours per person each week. And again, your job will be to collect the sorted rubbish and take it to the different centers for each type of rubbish. If you're willing to help us with the program by giving 6 hours a week, please write your names and phone numbers on this notepad.
Now listen again, please.
Thank you all for coming today to hear about the new recycling program on campus. Right now, all recycling is voluntary, but in the near future, it will most likely be compulsory. The recycling we planned is a really three-part program: sorting, collecting, and delivering. The first part, sorting, is the hardest to get people to do. Most people don't like to take the time to separate their rubbish. This is usually where most recycling programs fail. However, we are determined to make ours work. Instead of seeing the usual brown rubbish cans all over the campus, from now on, you will see four different colors of rubbish cans. Pink rubbish cans are for paper, green cans are for glass, purple ones are for metal, and white ones are for all other wastes. Just remember, pink, paper, green, glass, purple, metal, and white, waste. After the rubbish is sorted, it needs to be collected and then delivered to the correct recycling facilities. That's where all of you come in. Since this program is still a volunteer program, we are asking students to give a little of their time to the project, probably no more than 6 hours per person each week. And again, your job will be to collect the sorted rubbish and take it to the different centers for each type of rubbish. If you're willing to help us with the program by giving 6 hours a week, please write your names and phone numbers on this notepad.
Questions. 14. What will be the color of the rubbish cans for paper?
Which of the following statements is true?
16. What's the main purpose of this talk?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
What made you decide on this type of occupation?
Oh, to tell you the truth, I love the sky. When I was a child, I imagined flying into the blue sky someday. Now I think the day has come. My dream will come true. And I like traveling very much, and I enjoy working with people.
Can you make yourself understood in English without too much difficulty?
Yes, I think I'm quite fluent in English. I got the certificate of the secondary English training last month.
Do you know what the responsibilities are for an air hostess?
The main responsibility of the air hostess is to make the passengers relaxed and happy during the flight, and good service is also important.
Have you had any nursing experience?
Yes, I have 2 years of nursing experience, and now I'm working as a nurse in a hospital.
How tall are you? What about your eyesight?
My height is 1 meter and 68 centimeters. I've never had any vision problems.
What would you say are your strengths and weaknesses?
One of my strengths is my friendliness and open-minded attitude. And also I think I have a warm personality. But sometimes I find it is hard to tell others when I don't like what they're doing.
If a passenger can't understand what you say, what should you do?
I'll try to speak in another language, or I'll try my best to use gestures and draw pictures.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll contact you when it is settled.
Thank you.
Now listen again, please. What made you decide on this type of occupation?
Oh, to tell you the truth, I love the sky. When I was a child, I imagined flying into the blue sky someday. Now I think the day has come. My dream will come true. And I like traveling very much, and I enjoy working with people.
Can you make yourself understood in English without too much difficulty?
Yes, I think I'm quite fluent in English. I got the certificate of the secondary English training last month.
Do you know what the responsibilities are for an air hostess?
The main responsibility of the air hostess is to make the passengers relaxed and happy during the flight. And good service is also important.
Have you had any nursing experience?
Yes, I have 2 years of nursing experience. And now I'm working as a nurse in a hospital.
How tall are you? What about your eyesight?
My height is 1 meter and 68 centimeters. I've never had any vision problems.
What would you say are your strengths and weaknesses?
One of my strengths is my friendliness and open-minded attitude. And also I think I have a warm personality. But sometimes I find it is hard to tell others when I don't like what they're doing.
If a passenger can't understand what you say, what should you do?
I'll try to speak in another language, or I'll try my best to use gestures and draw pictures.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll contact you when it is settled.
Thank you.
Questions. 17. What job does the woman apply for?
Eating, which is not the reason for the woman's applying for the job.
Nineteen. Which of the following can best describe the woman?
Twenty. What can be inferred from the conversation?